Slowly, the world around me is beginning to change. At first, I thought that my vision had become blurred. People and objects seem to be losing their edges, and there appears to be a wavering movement in the air when there's no breeze. Conversely, certain things are becoming more dense and difficult to be around or even look at. I'm beginning to avoid these things or people as they upset the overwhelming peace of the rest of my environment. Time also seems to be changing. It doesn't seem to fit what the clock says. Some hours take a very long time, whereas others seem to be only a moment. These alterations in time are related to what I'm doing. Any activity which engages my creative force speeds by. On the other hand, mundane activities crawl through time like a snail across a damp sidewalk. I know that I still have to care for certain necessities of life, but they're no longer as necessary as they were before. There is a voice arising from deep within my heart, different from anything I have ever known, which whispers of long-forgotten desires that were shoved deep into the archives of my mind, for I never believed they could be fulfilled. Yet now, music, art, poetry, nature, and deep, intimate communication are becoming far more important than making money, being right, or getting ahead. There is an inner compass that seems to be leading me into places I have never dared explore. I do not know where I will go, and I don't care. I'm actually living in trust. The fear and worry that has plagued me my entire life is being replaced with peace and a sense of active waiting. Again, I don't know what I'm waiting for, but I do know that I will recognize it when it appears. Meanwhile, my inner and outer worlds are merging. The distinction between them, which had once been very clear, is no longer so exact, as my imagination and activity are becoming one. I'm living in a globe of light, but I also sense a looming darkness. Is this darkness growing, or is it merely becoming denser and less diffuse so that it can separate from the light? But all light has darkness within it, doesn't it? However, this darkness is different. This kind of darkness, it's almost as if it is afraid of the light. In fact, maybe this darkness is just fear, fear of change. There is definitely a change commencing. I feel it deep within. I don't understand it, but I know that this darkness does not want to change. It wants things to stay the same. It refuses to realize that there is a parting of the past and that each one has to accept a new reality or gradually spiral downwards into that which is ending. A great transformation is coming to our planet. I cannot alter that, nor can I avoid it. I can only accept it. But to accept it, I must also accept myself. I must face that place of darkness within me that is afraid to change, afraid to trust. I must bring that darkness to the surface where it can be exposed to the ever-growing light. I know that as I dare journey deep into the furthest recesses of my lost hopes and forgotten dreams, into those secret places in my unconscious where I have hidden the parts of myself that are afraid, afraid to face the light, afraid to face the truth, afraid to change, I know that I can calm the fear, clear the darkness into light, and transform the tone from fear to love. I do this not just for me, but also for the reality of which I am becoming one. Can I hear the silent voice within? Can I breathe the light of clarity and sing the tone of truth? What is there to lose but fear and darkness? Yes, I am the voice and that which the voice creates. I am the clear light. I am the pure tone. as I allow my consciousness to expand into the hidden places of fear, anger, and negativity to uproot resistance to change and plant the seeds of hope. Hope and light and love. The phoenix bird is rising. I will leave my darkness in its ashes and join it in its flight. Welcome to Multidimensional Meditations. My name is Dr. S. Carroll, and I'm happy to have all of you here. It's fantastic to hear from you as well. If you would like to email me at drscarroll@multidimensions.com or join our IM Radio Yahoo group, which you can find on my website, www.multidimensions.com. Today, we are here to integrate our multidimensional soul self into our fifth chakra, which is located at our throat. Therefore, it is our throat chakra. Our throat chakra rules truth, creativity, and expanded communication. In fact, it rules multidimensional creativity and multidimensional communication. The throat chakra also resonates to our causal plane with our beautiful rainbow body with its great potential for creativity. And it correlates to Gaia's mesosphere in the planet's high atmosphere. The throat chakra is the first of the higher chakras, which means it is an octave above the lower chakras. So the throat chakra is an octave above the emotion chakra. The fifth chakra is an octave above the second chakra. Through the higher chakras, the cosmic spirit, our soul, all our communications enter from the higher dimensions and come in through our seventh, sixth, and into our fifth chakra to await integration in our beloved heart chakra. Simultaneously, up from matter, from the body of Gaia, through the lower chakras of our first root chakra, our second navel chakra, our third solar plexus chakra, that also comes into our heart, where the upper and the lower, the matter and the spirit, meet in the heart in a burst of light. Now, each of these chakras is a window of perception to tell us about our inner and outer realities. Through each chakra, we can transmute the dissonance of the physical with the purity of our spirit. In the beginning was the Word, and with the throat chakra, which is a chakra of conscious creativity, we learn to create with the use of light and sound. Creating in the physical plane is actually transmuting because we use the physical elements as building blocks for our multidimensional creativity. The throat chakra, more than any chakra, is that hub of our creativity and communication where we can receive divine inspiration from the higher chakras and pull it down through our physical body so that we may plant it in Gaia. In this manner, we may use the many elements of earth that Gaia has given us so that we can transmute a piece of rock to a beautiful sculpture. The element that rules this chakra is the element of ether. Now we are communicating with the higher fourth dimension and beyond, such as our spirit guides and the higher Elohim family who assist us with our creations. As we continue to integrate our soul self into the third dimension and our third dimensional body and our third dimensional planet, we are more and more able to download higher and higher frequencies of light, which raises the frequency of our consciousness, thereby expanding it so that we can perceive more of the first, second dimensions, as well as even elements of the subatomic plane, as well as higher and higher of frequencies. We can now move into the highest fourth dimension and begin to establish communication with beings and with elements of ourselves that are resonating to the fifth dimension and beyond. Also, as we ground this experience in our planet, not only do we protect ourselves from the overload of this immense activity, we also share it with the planet, with the collective consciousness, and with our planetary consciousness that we have gained through opening our high heart. As we become a member of the planetary consciousness, we began to expand our sense of self into the whole solar system. Our consciousness has expanded so much that now it takes the entire solar system to embrace it. And it is expanding more each day and with each breath we take. Therefore, it is vital that we know the power of the spoken word, the power of our voice, and we dedicate to speak the truth. Have you thought about speaking the truth? It's something that is more difficult than we realize, and as we place our attention on that, we begin to see all the little untruths that we tell ourselves or that we tell others because it's easier, it's habit, or because we're afraid. Now, in preparation for the meditation to integrate our fifth chakra, I'd like you first to ground your first four chakras into the ground, into the body of Gaia. And I'd like you to see a tetrahedron, which is two four-sided pyramids connected at their base. So there is a tip that is in our heart chakra, and another tip that is embedded deep in the heart of Gaia. From the peak of the top chakra at our throat chakra, we can look down upon our physical body like a great sphinx. Take a moment now and thank your physical body. Thank your biological earth vessel in which you live. And from this peak of the top pyramid, look inside your body to see a butterfly shaped relay station. This relay station is actually your thyroid gland, which virtually rules and organizes just about every area of your body. Within this relay station, all communications from all planes are received and translated into a language which your human brain can understand and communicate. As you integrate your soul self into your throat chakra, you will be able to receive and understand more and more multidimensional messages. And these messages will assist you in manifesting your divine ideal in your everyday life. Since it was integrated into your heart chakra, your divine ideal has been maturing and developing. In the moments that you are able to listen to yourself, you will hear the next step in the fulfillment of your ideal. Since this is a transpersonal project, it is quite overwhelming for your ego self, but fortunately, what is impossible for your ego self is simple for your soul. Now, once again, center your perceptions on your throat chakra at the peak of the top pyramid and feel the grounding of the inverted pyramid below you, supporting your process. with a long, slow inhale that begins at the peak. Inhale in to your personal heart and then down into your second chakra, the lower octave of your fifth, and then down into the heart of Gaia. In this manner, you will transmute that which is of a lower frequency into a higher frequency. By inhaling up from the heart of Gaia, you will also transmute the lower octave emotions that are trapped in her planetary body as well as those that are trapped in your personal body. Integrating our soul self into the throat chakra not only expands our multidimensional hearing, it also expands the power of our voice. Therefore, as we breathe up from the lower octave emotions in our second chakra, we will transmute them into the higher octave expressions through the tone of our powerful voice. Now, to begin the meditation, align your third dimensional bodies with your fourth dimensional bodies, as well as the spheres of Gaia in the center current of the river of unity. You are ready to begin. First, you will transmute your personal chakras. You will do this by inhaling up from the lower chakras and exhaling out through your throat chakra. We'll begin with your root chakra. Take a long moment, focus your thoughts, clear your emotions, and inhale up from your root chakra, allowing yourself to feel any feelings of fear, of stress, of fight, flight, and bring that feeling up to your throat chakra. And as you exhale, create a tone of empowerment which expresses your great courage, expresses your inner warrior. And relax. Now you're going to inhale up from your navel chakra and allow yourself to feel any of the cries of your wounded child and bring it up to your throat chakra, and with the great power of your voice, express a tone that represents the song of your divine child. And relax. Now, you're going to inhale up from your solar plexus chakra to feel any remnants that you might have of having other have power over you, any sense of being a powerless victim. And bring that feeling up into your throat chakra. And as you exhale, express a tone that represents your great power within. And relax. Now, you're going to inhale from your heart chakra. And as you do so, feel any hidden sorrows of a broken heart. And as you exhale, express the tone of calm, detached compassion, unconditional forgiveness, unconditional acceptance, and unconditional love. And relax. This is an exercise that you may wish to do again and again. Now, we will transmute our planetary chakras. We will begin with an inhale up from the core of the earth and then exhale out through Gaia's earth chakra with the power of our transmutational voice. We begin by imagine that we are going down, down, deeper and deeper into the core of Gaia. Gaia's first chakra is at Mount Sinai. So take a moment, focus your conscious intention onto that area in the Middle East, as you are breathing up from the core of Gaia, you can feel all the generations of planetary unrest. And as you breathe out through your throat chakra and your powerful tone, express a planet that lives in peace and love and relax. The second chakra is in the Brazilian Amazon. So once again, place your conscious intention in the core of Gaia, and as you breathe up from the core, feel the destruction of Earth's ecosystem in that area of the planet. And as you exhale through the Brazilian Amazon, express a tone of the beautiful creative force of our planet and of ourself. And relax. Now, the third chakra is in Mount Kilimanjaro, going back down into the core of the planet. As you inhale, feel all the alienation of human rights. And as you exhale out through the powerful peak of Mount Kilimanjaro, express the tone of your unity of power within. Power within the collective consciousness. Now back into the core of Gaia, as we are going to exhale through Gaia's fourth chakra on Maui. As we inhale from the core of Gaia towards Maui, we feel the great destruction of our glorious oceans. And as we exhale out through the gorgeous planet of Maui, we feel and express the healing power of love, breathing it to each and every ocean of our beautiful planet. And relax. Now, the fifth chakra is at Mount Shasta in California, United States. As we breathe up from the core of the planet towards that great mountain, we allow ourselves to feel the fear that is so abundant in our ability to acknowledge that we are multidimensional and that there are many higher realities. And as we express our tone through Mount Shasta, we feel and emanate our great multidimensional self. Back down into the core of the planet, we will exhale up through our particular area. So as we inhale up from the core of the planet, feel any dissonance within your particular area. And as you exhale, sing your tone of beauty, love, peace, calm, of your multidimensional self. How did your area feel? Could you feel the power of transmutation of your physical voice as you breathe peace and love into your area? We can do so every day as we walk our neighborhood or take a hike in a local area or just watch the news. Okay, now we are going to integrate our fifth chakra into the fifth chakra of Gaia, which we now know is in Mount Shasta in California of the United States. Gaia's fifth chakra is an outflow male energy, and it has its highest peak acting as a huge lightning rod to collect the higher dimensional light and download it into the core of Earth. Merging our personal throat chakra with the planetary throat chakra is an important step towards our acknowledgement that we are all gods and goddesses of planet Earth. Long, long ago, like a small seed falling from an immense flower, we allowed a tiny fragment of our total self to drop into our third-dimensional reality. We entered this 3D game because we wanted to know if a fragment of our full multidimensional self would better learn and grow in an environment based on separation and limitation. In our life on our planet, we have survived myriad hardships. However, through facing our inner and outer conflicts, we have completed our experiment and we are restless to return to our totality, our multidimensional self. Because we have integrated our soul self into our physical earth vessel, we are able now to better communicate with Gaia and to consciously enter into our creative partnership of our joint divine ideals. Each of our personal divine ideals are like a puzzle piece that are a part of a huge planetary puzzle. And as we plant, nurture, empower, birth, and create our divine ideal, we are able to contribute it to the huge planetary puzzle that each and every one of us are working together in partnership to assist Gaia in creating a planet of peace and love. With the blending of the personal and planetary fifth chakras, which rule our higher communications and expanded creativity, the fulfillment of our unified divine ideals will be greatly expedited. By joining our essence with Gaia, our antenna, just like the antenna in Mount Shasta, will be amplified so we can better communicate not only with Earth, but with the spiritual beings in the higher fourth dimension, with whom we can now communicate. We are also in the process of our greatest creation of transforming ourselves and our planets, as we can see by the many changes in Gaia's body and in our personal bodies as well. These symptoms of transformation occur so that the old can be released and the new can be welcomed. So now let's take a moment and merge our personal and planetary fifth chakras so that together we can peacefully and steadily experience the adventure of returning to our true multidimensional form. Through this return, separation and limitation is revealed as an illusion, and unity and illumination become fact as one being, person, and planet, we return to self. Now, take a moment and relax, because once again, we will begin our merging by grounding our body deep in the core of the planet. Imagine that this begins with entering a dark cave. You can look around the base of the magnificent mountain, and there it is. There's the cave. As you begin your journey to traverse down into the core of the earth, you enter the cave and you allow yourself to absorb the heightened frequencies of light that Gaia now holds and projects even within her caves. As you absorb this light, a pathway is shown before you that leads you deep into a great electromagnetic vortex, which is the doorway to fourth dimensional Earth. Yes, you can see the pathway in front of you now, and as you follow the pathway, it leads you to an immense golden door. As the fourth dimensional beings are often much taller than the grounded ones, this door is huge to us. We take a moment. Take a long, slow, deep breath and remember our tones. Remember our high-frequency tones. As we breathe out our tone through our heart and through our throat, the door gradually opens. As the door opens, you see a huge burst of golden light that is so immense you can hardly even watch. You must shield your eyes for a moment until you become accustomed to the brilliance. Taking long breaths, you inhale the light and integrate it into your body until at last you are able to see a path that enters deep into this fourth dimensional earth. As you walk the path, you can sense the presence of your spirit guides, and you feel their majestic bodies of light and their great patience in assisting you as they patiently guide through their thoughts and their feelings. As you continue to walk along the path, more and more of these higher dimensional beings come into your awareness. Were they always there, or did you just see them now as you have accustomed to the higher frequency? One by one, they encircle you and pull you into their consciousness. They have long waited for you to be able to be aware of them, and they telepathically welcome you to their world of truth. With open hearts, they share their minds. Now, open your heart and your mind so that you can hear and understand them. As your essence communes with theirs, remember, when you volunteered to contribute to our planetary transformation, allow that picture to come into your mind's eye or that memory to come into your consciousness. Slowly, through your integrated soul self, you receive the messages that you were given at the time that you made that choice. Now, listen closely as they assist you in manifesting your divine ideal, which you have chosen, in your daily life. As your spirit guides whisper into your heart, repeat with them, "I remember why I came here, what I came to do, and who I came to be. The circle is complete. I am becoming and creating a planet of peace and love." As you travel the inner pathways to the peak of the mountain, your path becomes increasingly clear. Finally, you emerge into the light to be the creator you have always been. Victoriously, you stand upon the peak of Mount Shasta. You reach up into the vast sky and pull down the light of the One. Proudly, you place this light in your personal and planetary body. You are one with yourself. You are one with your divine ideal. And you are one with Gaia. Since we have now integrated our soul self into our first five personal chakras and our first five planetary chakras, we will likely begin to have some symptoms of transformation. In fact, we might have been already having them for quite a while. Now, these symptoms will be centered on the path which we choose to take. By now, it is almost impossible for us to claim any kind of victimhood, as our soul self has guided us to find our inner power and instructed us daily on how to create a better life. Through this process, we have seen many choices that we have made and the results of these choices. However, our ego self is still searching for an easy way in which they can do it for us, or in which they are to blame for our failure. However, we quickly hear our inner voice now saying, "It is only a failure if you have not learned from it." Since our throat chakra rules our thyroid gland, which we spoke about a bit before, we may have issues with our metabolism, which affects many of our organs' functions, affects our heart rate, our cholesterol level, our body weight, our energy level, muscle strength, skin condition, menstrual regularity, memory, and many other conditions. In other words, our thyroid communicates with our entire body and has much to do with regulating our overall health and well-being. The nerve plexus of this chakra is the laryngeal plexus. This plexus controls our throat, shoulders, arms, and voice. We can also have problems with our hearing and seeing as our body tries to adapt to the higher frequencies of our soul self. As our multidimensional self is integrated into our throat chakra, we gradually regain our multidimensional communication and our multidimensional creativity, which allows us to receive inspiration from the higher dimensions and to ground them in the atoms and molecules of our body and our planet, which greatly expands our creative powers. And these wonderful powers are so exciting that we can more easily live with our many symptoms. Our communications do guide us to the perfect doctors, therapists, healers, and other body workers, as we are also more able to learn about healing ourselves. Because our consciousness has expanded to the causal plane, we can now communicate with the Elohim, the builders and holders of form, who will greatly assist us in building a form for our divine ideal. Since we are becoming more and more aware that we are creating our own reality, we can choose to create a reality in which we fulfill our divine ideal. We began this creative process by grounding our soul self into our first chakra and sending our roots down deep into the planet. In this manner, we have planted the seed of our divine ideal, and in that process, gained our independent individual consciousness. Next, we integrated our soul self into our second chakra to balance our emotions and to lovingly gestate the seed of our divine ideal. In this manner, we gained dependable group consciousness. We then integrated our soul self into our solar plexus chakra, which cleared our thoughts and allowed us to find our great power within. In this manner, we have empowered and protected our divine ideal and gained our collective consciousness. Then, we integrated our soul self into our heart chakra so that we could learn to have truly loving relationships, and we breathed the love into our divine ideal seed to allow it to come into birth. This seed is now integrated with the unconditional emotions and compassion of our high heart. Now, as we integrate our soul self into our fifth chakra, we transmute any low frequency expressions of our fear and darkness into the high frequency expression of love and light. We have transmuted these emotions, for we need to prepare our earth vessel for the onslaught of higher dimensional light that will begin to enter our form to be grounded into our planet, which expands our consciousness to solar consciousness. With the integration of our sixth and seventh chakras, our consciousness will expand into galactic consciousness and even into cosmic consciousness. We lovingly accept this gift from ourselves, as we know we deserve it. We release the struggle and accept the gift for heart and mind to make the shift into the one that's always been, beyond all fear and free of sin. This step is one we know we'll make. It is the journey we all will take. To know and own all of our life, to cherish love and release our strife. For as we travel where we go, the truth within we soon shall know. Where once we hid to close our eyes, we hold the truth and free the lies. We have awakened just in time to feel ourself that is sublime. We accept the call from heaven's gate, for we can no longer wait. Into ourself we forge ahead towards all we've done and all we've said. To find the one in every being, to merge our hearing and our seeing. Our life can never be the same, for now each soul will have a name. We shall see the one in every face as collectively we live in grace. Together now we all shall travel to find the mysteries we will unravel. Thank you so very much for joining us today. We welcome you to come back next week. I'd like to take a quick moment to thank Terry Lee and Jackie Callis for their musical contributions. We'll close with a beautiful song. Thank you.
Patterns of a puzzle cast upon a page. Patterns of a life gone by, remnants of an age. How many will remember, how many even care? The times that were important through the stormy and the fair. Memories of an echo, a dream which must now end. What is the moral of this round? What message did it send? Will the world know that it's over? Was a difference made this time? Was the purpose met for coming? Was there a reason or a rhyme? Forever is as never, always is a lark. Completion is a comma, a quick stroll through the park. What's next will surely matter, a beginning to an end. The pieces fall in place now as the path winds round the bend.